Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you tried every diet known to mankind and you just can't seem to be losing weight? Are there certain things that you're just not catching yourself doing, mistakes that you make when you're trying to diet and lose weight, that you just cannot seem to get over that plateau? My guest is a fan favorite here at Radio MD, Dr. Felicia Stoller. She's a registered dietitian, exercise physiologist, and the author of Living Skinny and Fat Jeans. Boy, she's everywhere today, too. So welcome to the show, Dr. Stoller. We see you on TV and everywhere. You're just getting so popular. But give us your top mistakes that women make when we're trying to lose weight.
Well, first of all, I think what women do wrong is they overestimate what they actually eat in relation to what they do for physical activity. I think that that is, you know, first and foremost, when I have clients write down what they're eating, and then they come into my office and I whip out the food portions and I analyze their journals and I tell them how much they're, you know, what they're eating, they're like, wow, I really eat way more than I even wrote down that I ate. So I think that starts off the conversation. I think the other big problem that a lot of people do is that they eat too much protein because there's so much popularity of, you know, high protein diets. And with good reason, because they give people a lot of satiety and feelings of fullness. The big problem is what other foods are getting crowded out and what nutrients are you getting that you just don't store well or utilize well. So that is a big problem. You know, you don't need to eat like a little lady, 5'4", does not need to eat, you know, a pound of meat a day. They just don't. They don't even need 8 ounces a day. Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. So first thing we're doing is underestimating the amount of calories that we're eating. We're just always a little bit, you know, oh, I didn't really have such a bad day, when really a nibble here and a finish of your kid's grilled cheese there.
I was
going to
say, finishing off your kid's plates all the time, that is not good.
All the time, especially the rinds of the grilled cheese. Boy, I just love to eat that. And they're, you know, they don't always eat that part. And so we don't.
Or the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, right?
I'm telling you, and it is hard. So we have to first not underestimate how much we eat, stay away from our kids' plates, and then don't overconsume proteins. We just don't need that many. Give us more.
Not eating enough vegetables, as silly as that seems, and, you know, dietitians and other experts have been saying this for quite some time, less than 3% of Americans get their daily vegetable intake needs. Now, most vegetables have, believe it or not, between like 15 and 30 calories per serving. We're talking per half cup of chopped vegetables, one cup of, you know, tightly packed leafy greens. I mean, if you look on a package of lettuce or spinach or arugula, my personal favorite, one cup of that stuff tightly packed is 15 calories. I mean, you can't go wrong with that stuff. You should be eating more of that. And, you know, I think that there's a vegetable for everybody. And I don't just mean potatoes. I just mean, you know, whether it be a leafy green, something like squash, zucchini, eggplant, broccoli, corn, string beans, carrots. You know, there's all kinds of winter squash that, you know, we're starting to see some of those squashes, you know, spaghetti squash. I mean, really eating more of it. Have you seen the veggetti, that little tool that takes anything that's cylindrical and makes it into like spaghetti? We've been doing that all summer with zucchini and summer squash, which just makes it into these super long strands. And just another way to make food more fun. Yep.
So you can actually make pasta, sort of, with your vegetables. And
correct.
I think that people underestimate the veggies, as you said. I mean, I've never met a vegetable I don't like. And yes, even okra. You can ask me, and I still will like okra. But I think people, you know, they think, oh, I had a salad for lunch. And then they think, okay, that was my veggies for the day. But really, it's not the case. And we need to up that fiber, up the veggies, and think of as many ways to include vegetables into every meal as we possibly can.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's interesting is that when people do make the switch and try to incorporate more vegetables, I mean, if you look at the popularity of all these, you know, I use them in quotes, juices that are out there, they're predominantly vegetable juices. You know, people aren't willing to chew their food, but they're willing to drink it, you know, and with the popularity of all these juices, I mean, just trying to get people to get these vegetables in their body, And the truth is our stomachs are a juicer, right? Our stomach takes the food that we chew and it makes it into liquid so that it's absorbable by our body. And, you know, when you're chewing it, you're getting the, and you know, you're getting the fiber, you're getting the pulp, all that stuff that you need that will help you to feel full. But the other beautiful thing about vegetables is that they really do fill you up.
Which is amazing, and people don't realize that. They think, you know, they've always thought about Chinese food is a lot of vegetables and stir fries, and you're hungry an hour later. But that's not necessarily the case, and there's so many ways. I think one of the problems with vegetables, Dr. Stoller, is that people don't know what to do with them. So give us another diet mistake. We'll do the vegetables on another show, but what diet mistakes? What else do we do?
I think setting ourselves up for failure, expecting to lose, you know, really sweeping quantities of weight loss and not realizing that really what is considered safe weight loss that would actually end up being true weight loss and not water weight that's lost is a half a pound to no more than 2 pounds per week. You know, you look at shows like The Biggest Loser and people are losing so much weight every week on the show. The reality is to really lose weight safely, effectively, and really keep it off, you know, not looking at the big macro. So let's say I'm a 400-pound person. I would say, listen, yes, clearly maybe I should be weighing 150 pounds, but let's look at the first 40 pounds of weight loss as my first goal, right? That's a small amount in a big goal that's necessary, but again, look at 10% of your current body weight, make that your immediate goal, and set your expectations for success, not for failure.
Ooh, there's a profound statement. Set your success, not for failure. Set your expectations. So kind of keeping that positive attitude while we diet instead you know, okay, so I'd like to kind of add one of my own right there as you bring that up is that negative self-talk. You know, we wake up in the morning and the first thing we do is look at ourselves in the mirror and say, oh my God, you look awful. Or what the heck is that? Why did I eat so much last night? What was I thinking? I'm so bloated. All we do is cut ourselves down. And does building ourselves up and saying, wow, hey, that looks pretty good. Or you're going to do it. Today's a new day. We're going to write our food down, whatever it is. Does that really help?
Of course it does. Matter of fact, I just saw a journal article that I was asked to comment on, which I agree 200% wholeheartedly with, which is empowered thought process. So instead of saying, I can't, say, I don't, right? So if somebody will ask me, you know, if I'm out, do I, you know, would you like dessert? I always say, I kid you not, I don't eat dessert. And I really don't a lot because I just, you know, for years and years of, you know, cutting back on sweets, and I personally prefer to eat more food, like the veggies and the protein and the grains. I'd rather have that. So I never feel deprived when I say I don't eat it. You know, if I want to have something, I can have a little bite of it, but I never feel like there's some greater force telling me I cannot have it. You know?
Well, I think that word can't, you're right, because that word can't right away says, well, if someone tells me I can't do it, I'm going to do whatever they tell me I can't do.
Absolutely.
So we almost rebel back.
Right. If I say, don't think about pink elephants, you're thinking about pink elephants. You know, so I think that, you know, again, it's about being more positive, loving yourself, thinking about not being the victim of your circumstance, but embracing it and being empowered. Empowered to say, I'm going to put foods in my body. They're going to help me get to my goal today. I am going to do a little bit more physical activity today than I did yesterday. I might be mentally busy, but I'm not physically busy. So I need to do what I need to do to get myself healthy.
Absolutely. Best advice on mistakes that women make when we diet. Use empowered thought process. Speak to yourself in a much more positive way. Eat more vegetables. Try and include them in every single meal. Stop eating off your kids' plates. You know, don't eat too much protein. Even though these diets are out there, eating a little bit too much protein can also increase the calories and make a problem. You know, carbohydrates help spare those proteins, and don't underestimate the amount of calories that you eat. You can do that by writing a food journal every day. Great advice. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.